When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Yes, we're on. Oh, I gotta put my.
I hear you.
Now I hear myself.
I hear myself. We haven't gone over anything yet.
We haven't
discussed things yet.
I know. We need to get this show on the road here. I am dying.
Yeah, you look like Mrs. O'Wiggins walking in here.
Who?
Mrs. O'Wiggins. Remember from the Carol Burnett show? Mr. Tudball and Mrs. O'Wiggins, and that's how she walked, like this.
What?
Haven't you seen the Carol Burnett? Why do I have to always take you back to nostalgia?
Because you're about 1,000 years old.
I know, but these are epics.
No.
She played a character who could hardly... Which is
Jake, do you know who Mrs. O'Wiggins is?
I do not.
Brittany?
No idea.
Okay.
You know what? All three of you.
Great. Okay. Well, you're referencing things that are completely and totally irrelevant for our audience.
I bet you when we finish this and I go and look on my Twitter, someone's going to say, I understand you, Janice.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, they lie to you.
But anyways, you should explain because the way you walked in here, it took you like 15 minutes.
I honestly don't even know how to explain. I want to lie. Like, I seriously was debating. I'm like, I have to tell people that I'm in so much pain because I sound like I can't even think clearly. Like, I've not ever been in like pain. Do you know what I mean? Like constant pain, like can't get comfortable kind of pain. And I was like, I need to make something up. Like I got in a motorcycle accident or snowboarding accident. No, dude, my back is like killing me.
Did you do something on the show?
I think that like set it off, but it's kind of funny because I really don't take any of my own advice.
Okay.
I take
That's
some
good.
Of it.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I take some of it. With the food, I always do. But with fitness, I don't work that hard because I honestly don't have the time to do it. And I kind of don't need to do it with regard to my weight, right?
You know your body.
I know my body. Like, yeah. I get away with pretty much murder at this point because I've learned tips and tricks that I can keep myself looking good, but the reality, or not looking good, but fit. But it's like I'm paying for it now because I've, by not being as thorough with my training, I'm so imbalanced with my body.
Oh.
So it's like I don't do enough
leg work. So I don't do enough glutes. I don't do enough hamstrings. So my, you know, my hip flexors and my quad, your body's going to find the path of least resistance. And over the course of your lifetime, if you're not balancing out your body and training your body efficiently, you know, my quads have become very strong. My hip flexors have become, you know, if I compensate with my hip flexors, my quads, my psoas, and my, I'm not firing my glute muscles or my hamstrings as much. So my hips then shift and I get like, you know, the leg. Try this. Lay on the floor, right? And put both feet straight up on a wall. So you're at a 90 degree angle, right? Okay. Yep. So Janice, stick your bum all the way up against the, go to the corner, right? Where the floor meets the wall. Then lay flat on your back. Yep. Okay. See if your ankles line up. Yours do, son of a gun.
Oh, well, yours don't, haven't you?
No, I'm like 2 inches off because my hips shift. And so my pelvis like shifts and I've got, so it looks as though one leg's longer than the other, which is not the case. For years, I've been able to like muscle through it and get around it. But now it's just like my back is paying for, I think the kids, because I'm carrying 30 pounds all day long, up the stairs, down
on
the stairs, bending over. Yeah. And it's just, I think that's kind of just put me over the edge and I'm paying for it now. I'm having to like literally all this stuff I said I would do, like, I'm going to stretch my psoas and stretch my quads and I'm going to strengthen my glutes and I'm going to balance my body. I have to now. I cannot bend. I dropped my iPhone and I was trying to get out the door and I was like, Lou, honey, sweetie, can you pick up mommy's iPhone? Because she loves to, she calls herself the helper. She's like, help you, which... You know, for a while it was kind of aggravating because there's not much a 2-year-old can do. But I've actually trained her. She's quite efficient. She throws my trash away. She feeds the baby. You know, I'll be like, go take this bottle, give it to mommy. Go upstairs, get the baby's pacifier. Like, that's good. She's like, it's like indentured servitude. And she loves it.
Cute, yeah.
But I'm like, Lou, sweetie, get mommy's iPhone off the floor.
But you know what? You said something interesting.
Oh my
that
God.
You know you've got this thing about your body. And so you've been, for all this time, you've been very conscious about making sure you work out so not to aggravate it. And all of a sudden, now that you're tired, you're overworked, and you're not being conscious, so the injury is going to bite you in the ass.
It's just gotten to the point where... I physically can't get away with anymore.
Yeah.
Like it, which is such a bummer. That's what it means as you get older. Like you have to do the work. You have to really take care of yourself. And for me, I was like, I'm healthy. You know, my cholesterol's low. My blood sugar's great. My resting heart rate's low. I'm in great cardiovascular shape. And so I don't need to do, like when I watch Ripped in 30, I'm like, no way. That's crazy. That bitch is nutso. And I don't need to. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I go to the gym and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a spin class. Maybe I'll take a mixed martial arts class. My 30 minutes are up. Gotta go. Because I get away with it. Not anymore, man. And when you're in pain, you cannot think straight. Mm. I mean, I can't literally, I had like 2 phone calls this morning that were really important, right? One was with HSN about possibly doing a clothing line exclusively for HSN, like all lifestyle, fitness, active clothes, right? I'm on the phone and they're like, what's your, Jillian, what's your vision for this? And I was like, what? Like,
that's true.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
They're probably really impressed.
I was like, yeah. I'm like, what are you saying? What? Oh, man. But I guess the moral of this story is don't think you're getting away with something because you're not. Anywhere where you cut corners and you think, well, like, you know, I cut that corner or I managed to get around this little bit of work or whatever, you will pay.
You will pay. And another thing you brought up, though, it's kind of a lesson in empathy, too, because
it is?
There's so many people in this world that live in constant pain, pain.
Jeez.
And you don't think about it. Like, I'm really sorry to hear that. When someone says, I've got arthritis.
Or you think it's all in their mind or something. It's psychosomatic.
Yeah, exactly. Or, yeah. And then when you are in pain, you go, oh, my God.
This sucks.
This sucks. And then you kind of go, this is what this person deals with every day.
It's brutal, dude. You can't. I'm like sitting in the car and I'm just dying. I'm like, okay, breathe. And like, you know, you're trying to like pick your feet up, find positions or it doesn't hurt your back. And I'm 38 years old. I feel like I'm 100. But it's just, I think also, it really is that I haven't been training my body in the way I tell everybody else to train their body. But yet I do things that are extremely high risk, you know, or yes. like high intensity, like play tug of war with a 400-pound contestant, wake up in the morning and wonder why I'm dying. Because I haven't prepared my body for that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
Jeez.
Well, that was a really happening opening sentence.
No, I don't know. I think what I'm trying to say is it's all about preventative medicine, man. You got to put in the work because it will catch up to you. Mm-hmm. So I called my assistant. I'm like, get me an emergency appointment with Dennis. Like our PT or, you know, physical therapist. She's like, what's the matter with you? I'm like, get the appointment. Stop calling me back and just get the appointment. 911. Send up a flare. But, oh, jeez, dude.
Well, all
Holy
right.
cow.
Well, we'll let you. We'll come back and
we'll
do a show.
Oh, yeah.
You had to get that. We are doing the show.
I had to do. But I tried to find a moral to it. Did you get the moral to it? So it wasn't totally like.
Everybody just nod at homes and in your car. Just nod your head. No, because otherwise this is going to go on for a long time.
You didn't get the moral to it? What was it?
The moral is that our bodies
in
age will change. Okay. And we can't take for granted
that
our bodies are not going to change. And if we don't take care of them, that they are going to come. Our bodies are going to come and say, I don't like that, and they're not going to be quite as forgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that kind of the moral?
That was it. And, like, if you think that you're getting away with something, you're not.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Oh, God. All right. Okay.
Okay.
You want to talk about cardio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know you can't do any right now, but I would like to talk about cardio.
Well, you know that I am not a huge cardio proponent because I would much rather you get your cardiovascular workout in through strength training, circuit training, right? Metabolic resistance training. And same way I structure all my DVDs. Basically, it's one exercise into the next exercise into the next exercise, and you can work a little high-intensity cardio interval into your circuit. But if you've just done push-ups for chest, I then want you to go into something like squats or lunges. So you're letting the muscle recover, but you're not letting your heart rate come down.
Okay.
However, in an attempt to not overtrain, there are a few times a week where you may want to do just cardio. Because if you've trained your chest, your back, your legs, and they're sore, you want to give them time to recover, but if you still want to get your burn, that's when you do your straight cardio. So sometimes I do maybe two cardio sessions a week, and sometimes you just love cardio. So what if you just want to do a spin class? I love spin class. So, you know, I'll jam over to Flywheel and do a spin class or what have you. But here are a few basic rules when it comes to your cardio.
Okay.
If you're somebody who cannot let go of the concept of, no, I like to strength train and I do my, you know, I sit on the lat pull down. I do a set. I sit there. I do a set. I sit there. If you just won't let go of that, which is totally inefficient, but if you're that person and you like to separate your cardio should come after your resistance training because you're going to go through a lot of your available blood sugar and you need that to have more power because the whole concept behind resistance training is to have power and strength so that you increase your burn and your performance. You get stronger, you get more fit, and you burn more calories. And then you do your cardio after because it doesn't require that kind of explosive strength or power. All right, so that's rule number one. Rule number two, with your cardio, just like your resistance training, you need to mix it up. And you can get, if you're diligent, you can get a full body workout with cardio. So when I do have cardio days, I'll do 15 minutes on the stairs, 15 minutes on Jacob's ladder, and 15 minutes on the row machine.
Boom, 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 right after the other.
Yeah. And I'll do 15 minutes on the spin bike, and then I'll do 15 minutes on the incline trainer, and then I'll do 15 minutes, running sprints.
Okay.
But the idea is mix it up. There's a whole host of cardio machines out there, for goodness sake. Use them. Change it up, because you don't want your body to get into that repetitive pattern. You don't want it to adapt. And if you're doing endurance cardio, you can really get overuse injuries. I'm talking about this right now. But with the contestants, I don't let them, oh, I love the elliptical, I love the bike. No.
Oh, and just live on
yeah.
it.
So yeah. So what I do is I'll write homework for them. And, you know, it could be anything from, all right, here's your circuit. It's 5 minutes on the row machine at this intensity, 5 minutes on incline training, 5 minutes on the ladder, 5 minutes on the stairs, and then 5 minutes of jumping jacks, burpees, jump rope. Okay, start over. Or it could even be your 20 minutes on the stairs, your 20 minutes on the ladder, your 20 minutes on the bike. Explore different kinds of cardio. You don't want to get too comfortable ever. You want to, fitness shouldn't be painful, but it should be uncomfortable.
Well, tell me something. When you're saying you do cardio, you do a set of lat pull downs and then you do something. Like, what if you're in a gym? And I know a lot of gyms.
Oh, you're talking about, well, this, I'm talking about straight cardio
right now.
You're
talking about straight cardio.
But on your cardio day, the day where you're not doing any resistance training. But if it's your strength training day, it should compensate, it should cover both strength training, strength conditioning, and cardiovascular conditioning, the way that you train. So if you look at any of my products, whether it's Body Revolution, Ripton 30, even Killer Abs, you're constantly moving. I keep you moving the entire time. So even if you've just trained a muscle and you need to let the muscle recover, I switch muscle groups so that while one muscle group's recovering, another muscle group is working, but the heart rate's staying elevated. And then I'll do a high-intensity interval like jump rope for a minute, or mountain climbers, or jumping jacks, or it could even be 30 seconds. Keep that heart rate up, really push it, ramp it all the way up, and then start over. But you're constantly moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. I think what I was thinking about was in certain gyms, you know how you have to sign up for the cardio equipment, right? When you get your 20 minutes. Or,
I didn't think about that.
You know, so yeah. you're in a gym situation, which a lot of them are, where so you're doing lat pull downs, and then there's all this stuff around you, like, what would you do that you couldn't jump on a cardio machine because they're all booked
no,
up?
If you're doing it during strength, you do an interval with body weight. You wouldn't want to go, you don't use the cardio equipment, the machines during your strength training workout. You do your strength training in an aerobic way, and then you work an interval in. So it would be jump rope, mountain climbers, jumping jacks. And it's
right there.
During your circuit, yeah.
Okay.
So it would look something like, if you did a lat pull down and then you did lunges with bicep curls and then you did mountain climbers for 30 seconds, repeat. You don't go back and forth. When you do the cardio equipment on your cardio
day. Cardio day.
Exactly.
So do you always split? Do you always just say, this is my cardio day? Or do you ever, you do?
I usually do, yeah. So I'll say, okay, Monday I'm going to do yoga, and yoga is very chest, shoulders, triceps, quads intensive. You get core work, of course, but there's not a lot of back, or there's not a ton of glutes or hamstrings in that. So then I might say, okay, then the next day I'm going to focus on back, glutes, which obviously, as we all know, I have not been doing, but I should be doing that. And then I'll go, okay, you know what? I've done strength for 2 days. I need one more day of recovery before I start doing strength again. I'll spin today. Or I'll do MMA today.
Okay.
Or I'll do my, 15 on the ladder, 15 on the stairs, 15 on the incline trainer, whatever it might be.
I'm going to try that 15 on different equipment.
Yeah.
I like that.
You could even do 5 minutes. Bam, bam, bam. Keep it moving. But the idea is with your cardio, don't get repetitive. Same thing. Mix it up. Try new things. Rowing is fantastic. I've recently gotten into rowing. Love it.
You talked about that you have this is a machine that you can.
They gave me a new row machine that the contestants have on Loser, and it's water instead of the fan. I know a lot of rowers that are like, no, they like their fan thing, mm-hmm. but I found it to be really cool. It just like folds right up against the wall and pull it down. Here's what I've got available to me at my house, which I don't go to the gym that often anymore because of the kids. So I have my incline trainer because it's my incline trainer with Nordic Track.
Right, right.
So I have that. And then I have my row machine and I have my road bike. So I can run, I can bike, I can incline train. or I can do, and I can also run on my incline trainer, and I row. So if I'm home, I tend to do those things.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. And then if it's like endurance versus intervals, it really depends on what you're hoping to achieve. So if you do endurance cardio, then really you're going to build your endurance. It's great for performance. But if you're looking for faster results with weight loss, you want to work intervals. You want to run sprints. You want to work at a higher intensity for a shorter period of time. So you can run 5 miles at a five and you'll, you know, and a one incline and you'll be on the treadmill for an hour. But if you ran for a half an hour at a 7.5, or you ran for a half an hour doing 30-second sprints at an 8, 30 on, 10 to 20 off, you burn way more calories. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I feel like there's one more question I can answer. What do you think? I feel like because a lot of guys in particular think that they shouldn't do cardio when they're trying to build muscle. The reality is that you can do cardio and build muscle. If you're trying to lose body fat and build muscle at the same time,
yep,
it's not the easiest thing to do, because to build muscle, you need a calorie surplus, and to burn fat, you need a calorie deficit. So if you're trying to gain, it's difficult to gain muscle and get lean at the same time. You want to do one and then the other. So either gain and then shred, or shred and then try to gain. But you can still do cardio when you're trying to put on muscle for your overall health, but you still need to have a calorie surplus. So if you lift and then you do cardio, well, if you burn 3,000 calories that day, you need to be eating at least 3,500, at least. You still got to build in that surplus. 10% is usually what you recommend, at least 10% over what you're burning. And that's a good number, so you don't pack on fat. It's called calorie partitioning. Those extra calories go towards muscle maintenance, rebuilding the muscles. But you can do the cardio.
Isn't that funny you say that about guys? Sorry, I'm interrupting you. But
please.
Because I go to like a, most of the time I work at, you know, like a typical kind of beefcake gym, you know, where the guys, there's a lot of, well, you know, it's, I live in a smaller town at the time right now. But anyway, but you rarely see the guys on the cardio. Rarely. They're all in there just, you know, doing their posing and their stuff like that. And
I
it's all
it.
Women on cardio. It's amazing. And even when they're done, they hardly stretch. They just go, you know, they kind of shuffle their way back to the change room, you know, and they shuffle out. But it's true. What is it? And they think, I think it's very true. They don't think
in LA, that. They do it. They do cardio in LA and New York. And the men, I see them on there running.
Okay. That's right. Okay, LA and New York. But all in the middle.
Yeah, I know, I know. I know. I think it's just a very feminine, like, I know. But it's, and the reality is, men really don't need to do, if they can, but if they're training in the right way, they don't need to do cardio if they're training in the way that I'm saying.
Right. Got, right.
If they're training in a very metabolic way, they right. don't need to do the cardio. But, you know,
yeah.
if you want, if you know, I'm just saying, it won't inhibit your muscle growth if you're eating more than you're taking in, regardless. Eating more than you're taking in? Holy God. Eating more than you're burning. Oh, I'm having a bad day.
It's all right.
Jeez.
All right. Damn. Okay.
Freaking miserable.
Get you a little bit. We'll get you a little cup of coffee.
Had my dream, I held your hand on that broad avenue. We crossed the road and never spoke to another as we flew. We left your man alone in drag, laughing there at us. A romantic bust, a blunder turned, explosive blunderbuss.
So we are back, and Jody wants to have a little chat with you.
Good. Jody, what's going on?
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, I just had some questions to ask you.
Yeah.
It's taken me a long time to get to this point, but I have decided that I need to lose some weight.
Okay.
I have 140 pounds to lose.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, I've done... I guess, you know, I've done a lot of different programs out there.
Okay.
And I haven't lost the weight.
Why do you think that is?
Because I stop after about, like...
Sorry, Jody.
After, like, 2 weeks, I get tired. I get bored.
I've done a lot of programs, but then I didn't. But then I didn't. Okay, go on.
That's great.
I don't know. There's something wrong with me.
No, honey. No, there's nothing wrong with you. Just because you're struggling with something doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I've been trying to lose weight for years.
Okay. It does suck. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't suck. The results are great. But yeah, the trying to lose weight part, it sucks.
It does. And I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I want to be a good role model for my kids.
Okay.
And this is the time I'm ready to do it.
Why do you think that you stop?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's your problem.
I don't know.
I had a huge, knockdown, drag out, damn near coming to blows fight with a contestant the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, even Bob and I got in a huge fight about it. And, this contestant, she's getting great numbers, right? She has, the highest percentage of weight loss in the house.
Okay.
And I asked her to do something that was totally, completely reasonable, right? That you'll see for yourself. I asked her to do something for 5 minutes that was not hard. And especially after 3 months of being on the show. Mm-hmm. And she quit because she was having a bad day and she didn't like another one of the contestants. And she just decided she didn't want to. She didn't want to do it. And she quit. And, I lost my mind. Mm-hmm. And Bob was like, well, you got to understand, she's got the highest percentage of weight loss in the house. And I was like, I don't care, Bob. Here's the thing. Sure, when everything's going her way and she gets to play a game and a competition, she's losing weight. But what happens when she goes home and she isn't having a good day and things aren't going her way and there isn't a competition there? Is she going to quit? Is she just going to walk out? Is she just going to give up? You have to understand why you're quitting. In order to not quit again. Same thing with another contestant. She kept selling it short, right? She'd run for a minute when she could run for 10. She'd do 40 strides per minute on Jacob's Ladder when she could do 75. And, again, fighting, the two of us, fighting. Why aren't you doing it? I'm happy with it. Why are you doing 40 when you can do 75? I don't know. It took us forever to get there. And I was like, Alex, until you can understand why you'll do a minute when you can do 10, you're not going to understand what brought you here in the first place. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand what is happening when you're quitting so it doesn't happen again, or so you can identify it and have a plan in place to safeguard against it. So here we are. We're 2 weeks in. And what happens?
I don't know. I think of different excuses and I make up stuff in my mind. I can eat this half a bag of potato chips. I'll start fresh tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, that tomorrow doesn't happen.
Right. And what's going through? Is something happening that's triggering you?
No. I mean, no. I just like to eat.
I guarantee you don't like to eat more than your desire to be healthy and fit and be that role model for your kids, sweetie.
Right.
You got to tell me what the food means to you then. And it means a lot of things to a lot of people. It means a reward. It means freedom. It means something they can control. A lot of times people who struggle or who go to work every day and life is hard and, they've got kids and it's like they live to go to work and they live for the kids and, the finances are limited and it's like, this is mine. This is my treat. These chips, I deserve it. And it's what I look forward to.
Yeah,
is there that?
Yeah, I do think that sometimes. But but my life is not hard.
Okay.
I have a good family. I have a good husband, a good job.
Okay.
So it's nothing like my environment. I think it just comes within me that, if I eat these, cookies or burger or whatever, it's just something that makes me satisfied.
Right, which is what I'm
trying. But the problem that I have, and I can't stop.
Okay, but sweetie, you just said it. It's something mm-hmm. that makes me satisfied.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
it does.
But then what what I'm saying to you is that this is your way of being satisfied.
But how do you
stop it?
Yeah.
Couple of ways. You've got to understand where the feeling of deprivation is coming from. And by the way, I'm not saying it's now. It's probably a very historical feeling that has followed you up until this point of your life.
Right,
I'm
37 and it's been, you know, I've had problems since I've been like 18. So it's nothing. It's been ongoing for like 20 years.
Okay. So, you know, then it's like, all right, how do I find other ways of making myself feel satisfied that are more constructive versus destructive?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, people do it with money. They do it with, you know, compulsive buying. They do it with mm-hmm. drugs. They do it with alcohol. They do it with food, mm-hmm. you know. But food is a big one for people because it's cheap
it
and it's accessible and you can still function when you eat it. So that's why it's just so easy. It's like, this is for me and I look forward to it. And I mm-hmm. can find the time to do it. And I have the money to go to the drive-thru. And so it's such a common problem. You need to really get creative about what you can do for you. Carving out time for hobbies, things you love to do, nurturing yourself. And whatever it's, I want 30 minutes to take a bubble bath or, you know, mm-hmm. Friday I get my pedicures or you got to find those things. You also then need to think about, okay, before I eat these chips, what will happen if I don't? Instead of what you do, what if you didn't? Oh my God, would I be 100 pounds lighter? Would I feel better about myself?
I don't think I've ever looked at it like that ever before.
But you have to, sweetie.
Yeah.
You've got to think about, all right, because let me tell you, being fit, being healthy, feeling good about your body, that's satisfying. Mm-hmm. It's not immediate. You'll have to come up with things that are immediate.
Okay.
But taking that long-term perspective and really another fight, huge fight, screaming fight with one of my, a lot of screaming this season. I was just like, she keeps quitting. Why are you doing it? I'm doing it for me. I'm like, well, that's obviously not good enough. You're doing it for you because you keep effing quitting.
Right.
Well, it's good enough for me. I'm doing it for me. Okay. What does that mean? What does it mean for you? For me to love myself. And what's it going to take for you to love yourself? Why do you ask me these questions? Because, you don't know that it's a hellish, 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 hellish season. Hence the reason my back is falling apart right now. I think just cycle. But my point is, look, I'm not sorry to take it on. I'm just saying it hasn't been an easy one. The point, though, is that when I say what about for you? What does it mean? It's got to be something, honey, that you can see and visualize and taste and feel and smell and damn near touch so you can believe it and buy into it and fight for it. But if you're like, oh, this is never going to happen, never, then you know what? It is never going to happen.
Right. And, you know, I'm at the point in my life that it is going to happen. And I am a strong person and I can do it.
You gotta want it.
I know I can do it.
You gotta want it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta see it, and then you've gotta believe it. And then, girl, you need all of the tools in place to help you achieve it. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna send you a host of stuff. Okay, I'm gonna send you Body Revolution, which is like granted, look, it's gonna be hard. You might be on weeks 1 and 2 for a while.
Okay.
Until you progress to 3 and 4 and then weeks 5 and 6 and, you know, so on. I'm going to send you Body Revolution. I'm going to send you Unlimited. Really want you to read that.
Is that your new book?
No, my new book's not out till February. The Unlimited is really about understanding the why of how we sabotage ourselves and giving you know how people say, oh, just love yourself more, just believe in you, just buy in. It's like, how do you actually do that? It's really great to say that, but it's like, how do I reverse a lifetime you know, these coping mechanisms. And it's really about understanding that and learning how to do some of the things we're talking about right now on the phone. I'm going to send you that. I'm going to send you Body Revolution, and I'm going to get you a membership to JillianMichaels.com, because the community on there, like, yes, I'll create your workouts and your diet and blah, 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 and that's all great. But one of the most invaluable things about the website is actually the people that are on it. They're amazing, and they're incredibly supportive. You go on the message boards, and honestly, you build friends for life. So, you know, there will be, yeah, like I said, the practical advice, but I'm trying to have a built-in support system for you right now where you can turn without judgment of family, friends, feeling like a failure or this, that, where you can go and say, okay, I ate the bag of chips today, help, you know, and you'll have that. I'm going to send you all this stuff, and I want you to try it, and then in 1 month, I want you to call us back, and I want to hear how you're doing.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
A little accountability. Janice, do we have her information? You'll call her back?
I'm going to call you back.
Yeah. All right, bud. Janice is going to call you back and get the info where we can send it.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And
thank
just, you can do this, sweetie. You just...
Thank you.
You got to...
I will. I am going to do it.
You got to do the work of this and the stuff I'm sending.
Okay, I will. I promise.
All right, bud. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Jillian. Okay. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Cool.
So hard.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know, we got time for one more call.
Oh.
We got time for one. So breathe.
Oh.
Breathe, and we'll be right back. So we are back, and Laura would like to have a word with you.
Oh, a word.
Just a word.
Okay, Laura, you get one word. Make it a good one.
Hi there. My question is about ibuprofen use. I am 21 years old. I'm an athlete, and I play basketball for my school. But because of old injuries, I have some stuff that has been plaguing me for a little while.
Okay.
But ibuprofen is not good with my stomach.
It's also really bad for your body.
But I mean, it's. I feel like it's pushed by athletic trainers, and
it
is. I don't feel like there are a whole lot of other options.
Athletic trainers are pushing Advil.
Well, yeah, for anti-inflammatory kind of stuff.
No, Go. This is so simple. Google NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And literally on Wikipedia, it will take you to a list of about 50 studies where they talk about how NSAIDs impair your body's ability to heal itself. Everything from tendons, ligaments, bones, muscles, they're terrible, terrible, terrible for you. When you want to know, okay, well, why are they prescribed? Because they're analgesic. They're painkillers. But they are terrible for the body, and they dramatically... impair and impede your body's ability to heal itself. Plus, they're really crappy for your stomach and your kidney and your liver. So you want to avoid whenever possible. And if you're sore from after a workout, then you want to do things like foam roll directly after a workout, consume ginger before and after a workout, or get ginger chews or something off of Amazon. Ginger's been shown to help with pain. Ice has been shown to help with pain. You really want to avoid, unless you're absolutely desperate. If you're dealing with old injuries, like, are we talking about like an ankle you broke that didn't heal right, or?
I mean, I have tendonitis, and I've been playing basketball since I was 5.
Okay.
Tendonitis in both my knees. I have some old back injuries. I mean, that being
you're
said,
21. Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. Okay. My mom is a physical therapist, and so I've kind of been raised with, okay, you have back issues. Let's, you know, strengthen your core.
She's right. This is exactly what I was going to tell you. I'm like, you shouldn't be popping ibuprofen. You need to be doing rehab work. And you know, it's funny because I'm 38, obviously, and I have been talking to Janice about My back has been killing me. I mean, and it's because I have not been balancing my body. I haven't been practicing my own advice, and it's catching up to me now. And all these old injuries, falling off of a horse, or this or that, and it's just. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I'm to this place now where I'm like, okay, I have to be, you know, my shoulders rotate inward, my hips are shifted in the, you know, upward. It's like, it's absurd, and obviously I need to strengthen my glutes, I need to strengthen my rhomboids, I need to do my rotator cuff exercises and all of that stuff, and that's the work that I need to do, because even if I was to sit there and pop Advil all day long, it will only provide very temporary relief with consequences in the long run.
So is that anything, I mean, keeping in mind that I am quite poor as a college student, but okay. Is there anything that, you know, I can be, I mean, I know icing and strengthening, but I don't know, I guess more of like a quick type, I don't know, like, yeah.
A quick painkiller?
Yeah, basically.
Not really, girl. I mean, no, not that's going to be good for you. Not, you know, remember, there are no quick fixes. You can't.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to. It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. Okay, great. Sure, go ahead. You can do the Advil or the ibuprofen, but you're going to destroy your stomach and you're still going to be in pain tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you got to look at the law. This is exactly something that I was talking about with my back. So here's the good news. You're a broke college student. Your mother's a physical therapist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yay. That's what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say you should see her 3 to 4 times a week and take advantage, because you need to start doing some rehab work. You really do. And you think it's bad at 21. I'm scared for you, because when you're 38, oh, my God, I don't even know what you're going to feel like.
Oh, no. My mom's been telling me that for years.
And she's right. I hate to say, your mom is right. So sometimes it requires hearing it from somebody else. And if it's me, then super. I hope it helps, because I'm telling you now, at 38, having attempted to get around things in this area the way you are, my body is to the point where it's like, no, no, especially not, you know, with a 30-pound toddler and a 20-pound 7-month-old. My body's like, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. You know, you got to do the work, honey. You got to do the long-term work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sorry about that. I know. I would tell you acupuncture, but it's expensive, and you know, it's like it's great for pain relief, but really, it's expensive. And your mom's the answer. There's a gift from God. She's a PT. Go and see her.
Well, I will do that over winter break when I go home.
And have her create a little program for you, so when you're not with her, you have your exercises and you know what to do.
Oh, I have one of those that I'm doing, but not as regimented as I should be.
I get you. Trust me.
Make that sentence a little more staticky?
It's not happy. Not a happy camper.
She's not happy.
Neither am I, kid.
In all seriousness, I mean, the school that I go to, I mean, I am taking 18 credits. I'm working 20 hours a week nannying, and, you know, an athlete on top of that.
Stop being an athlete. Take some time away from being an athlete and start doing some rehab work, or you won't be an athlete for much longer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's senior year, too, so that's hard. But, yes, that is the reality, unfortunately.
Honey, stop trying to look for ways around this. I promise you. I just did a whole segment about not being able to get around this, that you're not going to be able to. It's going to catch up with you, and then you're going to be in so much pain you can't move. I'm telling you, trust me, stop looking for I'm this, I'm that. Make the time, or life will make you make the time. It will literally cripple you, really. Don't play around.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
I will. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say thank you for just all that you do and putting stuff out into the world. I mean, it was through watching you in Biggest Loser that, you know, I kind of went from being, oh, I'm an athlete, I can eat whatever I want, to being, you know, really interested and committed to health and wellness and whole body kind of, a whole body kind of mentality. And so just thank you for putting things like that out there.
Oh, gosh. Thank you for being receptive. Really, sweetie. And just, I know it's tough advice, but try to take it, and I'm going to try to take it too, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she does need to take it.
Girl, trust me. I feel ya.
Well, we'll be doing rehab together then.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, Laura.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. How ironic.
See?
I mean, it's the same. It's like, she's 21, man.
Yeah, ooh. She's got a couple of years on you.
Oh God! You know that's gonna get bad. The time she's 38,
yeah.
At 21, I was like a rubber band.
You
know,
did you get injured when you were younger? Like, did you?
No,
get injuries?
I could do anything. Yeah. I really could do anything. My mother would die. I mean, like the kind of thing where, like, even when I was 30, I could do anything. I would have 400-pound contestants use my leg as a mounting block to climb up rocks and stuff.
So what changed then?
Age, dude. Age and stress. I think that, like, as I got older, I wasn't able to train my body.
That's it, Jillian. Now you got to take the same advice you just gave to her.
Because it's so much easier for me to, like, all right, let me just finish writing this book or writing this article or answering this question or working on this clothing or doing this or doing that. So, all right, what do I need to do? Well, I just need to burn 500 calories. Well, okay, so instead of, you know, I just get in there and I can cheat it out. I can go and I can, even the stairs. Like, I was talking to my PT about it and I'm like, I do the stairs. He's like, you know better. Because, like, I've adapted in such a way now where
sure.
I use my quads.
Sure.
I do them on the balls of my feet. And I notice when I climb stairs in my house, I'm on the balls of my feet the entire time. Because I've lost all flexibility in my calves and I don't fire my glutes. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how I've done this to myself. I can't believe. It's just, you know, I think that it really has been. You know, when I was young and I owned a gym, I mean, yeah, I was working out an hour a day and sometimes two, you know. But then I became a businesswoman and then I became a mother. And it's just, then I'm like, all right, you know, I can get this down to 4 half-hours a week. And then I'm so tired. It's like the kind of thing where I'm like on the Stairmaster answering emails because I'm still working.
It sounds like to me you got one foot on the garden path.
A who?
Oh.
What?
You're going down a road. You better get yourself off that. You better get yourself turned around. So you're going to have some real problems here, Jillian.
I want to be dead. I'm going to be dead. I'm taking fitness advice from Janice, the Jolly Rancher eater. I just
didn't have one Jolly Rancher today.
Someone shoot me.
On daily dose. I was impressed. Perfect form. I was impressed.
No, Jill, I'm just saying that see, it's all, you've got to get back to what you're what, you got to get back to the heart of what you're about. I think that's an excellent way to end the show. The heart of the matter. I think it's time for some Enya.
Oh no.
Yep, here she comes.
No,
here she comes.
No, don't do it. I'm gonna talk to Jake. No.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows? Who can say if your love grows as your heart shows?
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.